This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great December. I'm Alan Taylor. And again, we're going to be talking more about SEMA and the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show. Joining me right now for the first segment of this hour is Corky Coker, my friend from Coker Tire. And he has a lot of other companies, too. But he was at one point the chairman of the board for 2003 and 2004 of SEMA. He's also a Hall of Fame member. He's going to give us a little insight to what SEMA is. Here's Corky Coker. But what else did you do? You've been working with SEMA for...
Yeah, I was chairman of ARMO in the early 90s. We brought the restoration market to SEMA. All the vintage car guys, we came at once and we developed this council and, you know, things kind of went crazy and they made this dumb old country boy chairman of the board.
Well, it's because it used to be SEMA, the Speed Equipment Market trade show. And then now it's the Specialty Equipment. And do they still call it Specialty Equipment, or is it evolving again?
No, it's still the Specialty Equipment Market Association.
Okay.
And it's all-encompassing, everything automotive aftermarket. We have the OEMs here. We have, you know, sport compacts. We have the off-road market, pro, professional restylers. And all those folks and individual councils make up the one whole. We're kind of like the United States of America. You know, a whole bunch of states come together and we make one great nation.
Almost United Nations with an international.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, they're from everywhere. You know how big this show is this year, Alan?
How big?
1.2 million square feet. That takes a country boy a little while to walk around.
If you were farming that, you'd be plowing a long time.
I'm telling you, you'd have to plow a very long furrow.
Well, you've been working with SEMA all these years, and you've watched this technology grow and grow and evolve and get bigger and better. And it's also worked its way into your company.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because we were talking with Wade Kawasaki, who is your president of your company.
The president of Coker Group, yes,
That's right. And what I love about Coker Tires is that we all know that old cars, when you get behind the wheel of an old car that is an original old car, they don't drive like we remember them because we have been given these wonderful new machines that really, really drive well. And then we get behind the wheel of an old Corvette, and it drives like an old buckboard, you know?
Log wagon.
And you get behind any of these wheels of these old cars, and the tires, if it's got the original tires on it, the tires are ugly and bad. The suspension's horrible. The brakes are bad.
Watch out now. You're about to go to meddling now.
I know.
You're about to go to meddling. Just walk careful, Alan.
But with Corky Coker and the Coker Group, Coker Tire, you take today's technology and you weave it into what looks like the exact original tire that came on the car.
You know, down south, we're from Tennessee. We also have a facility in Los Angeles. But down south, people say we talk slow, but we think real fast. Yes, we did. We developed a new product. I grew up, I'm a baby boomer and proud of it. They say we're aging out and we're getting old and all the millennials are coming and taking over and they're smarter than we are. And that's okay. I like that. I like the young crowd coming up. But what we did, I grew up around muscle cars. You kind of like muscle cars too,
I grew
Alan.
Up around them too.
Corvettes, Chevelles, GTOs, 442s, Mopars, all that stuff is really hot. Well, those original tires were bias belted. They square profile, four ply with a fiberglass belt around.
Terrible.
And they were just hard to drive. Most of the millennials never have driven on a bias belted tire,
in
so they don't
life.
Have a clue.
What, in their life.
In their whole life.
Because most people have trashed those things.
So guys building muscle cars today had to choose either I want the car to look original or I'm going to put a modern radio on it and hurt the look. Well, that's where we thought real fast. And we decided, Alan, that we would make a tire that looks exactly like the original Firestone Wide Oval 50 years later to coincide with the 50-year anniversary
Perfect.
Of the SEMA show.
Right.
And we made those brand-new Firestone retro radials look like those, but they're modern radials. So they can drive them, and they perform well. and they're safe.
And last a long time.
Last a long time, except when you do those great burnouts like they're doing over here. Right. You know, I just love those burnouts.
That's the smell of money. I don't think they do them on your tires, but they might. But you have other things going on. Real quick, give me a little window.
Well, we've got a little wheel business in Los Angeles in City of Industry, and we bought about four wheel companies, and we've moved them all together, and we're importing steel and wire wheels from California, no less. We imported from California, all made from original parts, stamped in our 600-ton presses.
Wow.
We got a 5,000-square-foot powder coat line. We got cold headers, and we do our own spokes and spin our own wheels. We get big wheels of raw steel on one end of the building, do our whiz-bang, hop them up, make it pretty, and put tires on them and ship them out the other end. Right in California.
This guy is amazing. All his companies are amazing. Coker Group. Corky Coker, you're the best, brother. This is the pioneering performance stage in the Shell Pavilion. If you're at the South Hall, come on down and visit.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Made to make. We'll be right back.